Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and this is Skid Row Studios. I got my buddy Alex here. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Motherfucker! What's up, motherfucker?
I'm doing pretty well. I just got over a cold. Like, last 4 days have been shit.
Oh, me too.
And I've been working really hard, though, like, at the other station, just, like, putting in hours, but, like, trying to get over that crap.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know, man. I only get sick, like, once every 3 years. It just happens sometimes. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
We got Xander in here a little later. He's going to perform for us a little bit. Everything's going to be so beautiful. But first, we got a little bit of a bone to pick.
Yes, we do.
So as many of you know, or must know at least, or have heard by now, U2 released a new full-length album called Songs of Innocence. And it was given away for free. But it wasn't really given away. So on top of that, it was automatically downloaded into the public's iTunes. And I've heard complaints from people all weekend about the record showing up on their iPads, desktop computers, and on their smartphones. And Apple paid over $100 million for this fucking deal, right?
Yeah.
So we're lucky enough to line up a phone call with Bono.
What?
To talk about how he feels about this backlash.
Okay.
Everybody's mad. The internet's gone crazy.
I went crazy.
Bono, are you on the line? How are you doing?
Hello, hello. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, Bono.
It's Bono. How you doing, man?
Beautiful day. What did I just say?
All right. So, how have you been feeling about the backlash from the public against this new record of yours?
Backlash. Even Nazarene Bono, you call him Jesus. Even he faced criticism. Yeah.
Okay. What was your motive behind sneaking this record into everybody's devices, man?
My motive? I mean, sneak is such a cheap word. With Nazarene Bono, was he sneaky when he turned water into wine? No, he gave the people what they wanted, right?
That's
you
true.
You think drunk sex is good when you're on wine, then you've never masturbated to my vocals. I have.
Fucking pretentious prick.
Wow, Bono.
So then, what's next? Yeah, I mean, you're in our computers and our phones. What now? Like, what's your fucking deal, dude?
The world. Yeah, so what's next? We've given you the free music. Now we move to the next phase. Uno! Free clothes, right? Leather jackets, sunglasses, appearing in everyone's closets. You don't even need them. You look for them, you find them, right?
Like the ones you wear?
Shows!
Okay.
Right, singing. You know, here's the other thing. I want to run for Pope.
What? Pope. You can't be the Pope, though.
Well, no, but wait till this. Wait till I tear down these walls and hold me outside the Vatican.
Oh. Okay. You still can't be Pope, dude.
I'll be elected Pope.
Elected Pope, right. I see.
Trace.
Okay, yeah, your point three, sure.
Okay, Trace. I'm publicly crucified on the Joshua tree, right? Oh. And then the edge is like cutting me with hot licks.
Yeah.
Hot licks. Hot guitar licks. And then maybe his mouth tongue.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
And then from this, right, there's pain. I feed the children of Africa. The children of Africa are fed on my pain. Or something. I don't know. Something. We'll figure it out afterwards.
Okay.
And then, wait. And then, Ketose! On the 14th day, for some reason, I always go 1, 2, 3, 14, right?
Yeah, right.
It's Irish.
Bono's high as fuck.
Yeah,
14th day, I rise from the dead by releasing an album that goes straight into everybody's brain. You don't even know you need it or want it. You're pissing, and boom, you're pissing Bono.
You're pissing, right? Bono, I see.
I can't wait.
Sure, it's going to be a mediocre album, and all the magazines are going to love it because no one reads them anymore, but people ruin this stuff. But that's their demographics, I know. And then, you know, we just keep doing this until Satan shows up or the Scottish gain independence.
Oh, so Satan shows up or the Scottish gain independence. Either one,
you're
done.
Some people say it's the same thing.
Thank you, Bono.
I call them England.
We appreciate the insight. I think everything is a little bit more clear or very unclear for the public, but either way, fuck you, dude.
I just want to say, a big fan.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm a big fan of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we're here on a pint of coffee. We're going to go to The Clash. Some new... actually, this is an old Slipping Into the Darkness song. And then the Cycle Joikes, and we're going to have Xander in here for some shenanigans. So stay tuned, everybody.
Style is the answer to everything. A fresh way to approach a dull or dangerous thing. To do a dull thing with style is preferable to doing a dangerous thing without it. To do a dangerous thing with style is what I call art. Bullfighting can be an art. Boxing can be an art. Loving can be an art. Opening a can of sardines can be an art. Not many have style. Not many can keep style. I have seen dogs with more style than men. Although not many dogs have style. Cats have it with abundance.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Coup d'état! General Lissimo's the Left and a shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight.
Push the president in his wife. We'll hold them for a ransom and take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is most cigars. Anyone he does not like. Shoots or puts behind bars. Good day, sir! Good day, sir! Go!
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Take a trip down into the strange with Xander Schloss.
As your attorney, I advise you to take a hit out of the little brown bottle in my shaving kit. You won't need much, just a taste.
Don't fuck with me now, man. I am Ahab.
A journey into the American dream.
Music, man. Put the tape on.
What tape?
Sean and Xander or the Weirdos. I need a rising sound.
Fear and loathing in Los Angeles.
We can't stop here. This is Xander country.
Welcome back to Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and we're here at Skid Row Studios. And Xander.
Hey.
How you doing? Schloss.
I love it.
It's like, I'm so happy you're here, man.
Xander country. How creative that is. They do call me the Silver Lake Gorilla.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Hey, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I've met you in person.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Xander, an American musician, actor, composer. You're perhaps best known as a bass player for the Circle Jerks, the Weirdos. And for your contributions to so many fucking cult classic films, I remember you as Kevin the Nerd in Repo Man, and even more movies that are my favorite: Sid and Nancy, Money for Nothing, and Tape Heads with Cusack.
Wow!
I'm not kidding. We did our research.
Yeah.
I've seen you open for Mark Lanegan twice now with Sean as your duo, Sean and Xander. You're a busy man. And also, the freaking Weirdos kicked off a tour in August.
Yeah.
Just ended it earlier
just
this
got
month.
Back. Yeah.
So, how was the tour? Let's talk about the Weirdos tour.
Oh, the Weirdos tour. The Weirdos are, it's so funny because I haven't played with the Circle Jerks for about 5 years now.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, boy, I kind of miss playing bass in a punk rock band, but I really wish that the Weirdos would call.
Uh huh.
And a week later, they called.
And said, hey, bing. Yeah, it just happened,
it's
huh?
Crazy. I'm a visionary. I visualized it. I manifested it.
Your own idiom, you're a punk. Great punk at that.
Well, thank you. The Weirdos tour was absolutely great. John and Dick Stenny, the brothers, are in great form.
So you kicked it off in Los Angeles and Indy, and I think San Diego, right?
Yeah, we did a bunch of crazy sort of shows kind of around town and Pomona.
What did you play in Pomona? Glasshouse?
What was it called? Characters?
Characters in Pomona.
Do you know this place?
I'm not sure. Is that the art district?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played at Characters in Pomona. We even played an all-ages show at the Cobalt Cafe.
Oh, nice.
Which was
all great. Ages. Those are the best, especially for punk. How was that one compared to the rest?
It was great. One of the best gigs that we played on this tour, though, was Berserk, the Berserk Town festival at Los Lobos. That was really good.
Los Lobos in that's Silver Lake.
Yeah, it was very, very hot, very dark. Nothing worked. The sound was shit.
I've been to the Globos. It's the double story one, right?
Yeah.
Were you upstairs or downstairs?
We were upstairs.
Oh, right. The one that looks like a disco joint.
Yeah, stuff was falling
and
over.
And the weirdos. That's fucking sick, man.
Yeah, so it was very old school. And another great gig that that I really enjoyed was at the Muddy Roots Festival down in Collinsville, Tennessee.
Yeah?
Which
what made that special?
You know, it's a really cool festival that's happening down in Tennessee. I mean, they call it Outlaw Country, you know, but they have punk bands this year. They had Mud Honey.
Nice.
And they had the Blasters and the Weirdos. But other years they've had...
It's a killer lineup. I love Mud Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other years they've had, Dr. Ralph Stanley and Little Jimmy Dickens and a lot of the old Delta Blues guys that are still alive and, you know, Wanda Jackson.
Oh, Wanda's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sean and I are going to play with Wanda and X
and X.
Los Lobos down at the Bang Fest here in OC next Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
The Bang. Yeah. Tell me about that. Wanda, hold on a second. Wanda Jackson, X. You guys.
Los Lobos.
And Los Lobos.
The Knitters, Phil and Dave Alvin.
Alex.
The Paladins, the Avengers.
Fucking tell me about this.
Why didn't you tell me about
it? We should be at this, you asshole.
I'm sorry. Stop Alex. Yelling at me, Dan.
Damn.
God damn, Alex. Even Xander's mad.
Alex Xander's mad.
Oh, don't be mad, please.
It sounds like a great show, though. Or is it? It's not sold out. Is it sold out, or can we still grab?
I
some
have
takes?
No idea. They set them up by knock them down. I don't ask any questions.
Got it out.
You know what I mean?
It, yeah.
That's how I've lasted this long.
Well, we'll figure it out for you, and then we'll put it out on to the masses.
Yeah, I have
so
a lot.
So they can get on it.
I have a lot of musical stamina. It's based on that. Don't ask a lot of questions. Just set them up. I'll knock them down.
That's a great motto.
Yeah.
So what's touring like, especially with the Weirdos, like now versus, you know, back then?
You know, I've been doing so much touring with Sean and Xander as a duo, and it's a pleasure because it's so simple.
Right.
And we've been to places that we just did a month-long tour of Brazil, a driving tour.
That's beautiful.
Of Brazil.
I can just picture you, too.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, you're going to these country towns and... You know, hiking in the jungle and swimming in the ocean and doing all kinds of stuff that bands really can't do. We went to Alaska this year. We went to Hawaii this year. You know, and you know that Meteor Park. The Meteor kind of like in Arizona. Or
yeah, I've actually been there.
Well, you know,
I've been there.
In all my 30 years of playing, I've always driven right past
right.
it. And gone, God damn, I wish I could stop and go to this Meteor, you know, thing.
Did you go?
Well, me and Sean were driving past it. And I said, God damn, Sean, me and you probably have driven by this thing, you know, 100 times in the last 30 years.
Let's stop at the fucking Meteor
site.
Yeah,
and we stopped at the Meteor. So that just explains right there how cool it is to tour, you know, with a duo.
That Meteor, it's the one where it's, like, super huge and, like...
Yeah.
You look down at the bottom of, like, I don't know, like the deepest part of it you can see. And what do they have down there? It's like this little thing. It's like an oil. They dig oil out of, like, the base of it.
I think they may dig oil, but I know that they practice for moonwalks.
Right, right. I've seen that, too. Like, you go through the tour. That's awesome. I've driven past that myself, and same thought, like, when we pull over here.
Yeah, well,
what the hell is this thing about?
They only let us kind of, like, go around the rim, you know. Kind of.
And there's the viewpoints, and you put a quarter in and look at the...
Yeah, kind of a rim job.
Exactly. You
know? They just go right around the rim. We don't actually go in.
So you brought an instrument, and you're going to play a couple tunes.
I could.
Let's go into one.
Yeah, if you want.
You said you're going to play a song about songs.
Maybe I'll play something on my vape / recorder. Let's see.
Xander's got a great idea. Like, he's got his vape here. On the exhale, we figured we should put some buttons through it. It'd be like a flute or something.
Yeah, or slide whistle version or whatever.
Either way.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Let's patent that before somebody steals that from us and sues.
Oh, I've already patented.
Oh, then you're good to go, man. Let's just advertise it at this point.
Yeah. Do it, man. Just give it away. You know? Fuck me over. I don't care. Everybody else has.
So this is a song about songs.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a bit about it before you go into it?
Oh, well, you know, it's a very moving song about the power of music.
Yeah, I've heard it live. It brings something out of a man. I'll admit that.
Tears. Yeah. It can make the strongest man cry. But, you know, it's funny. A lot, you know, I hate stories about how songs were written.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when somebody comes up and tells you a story about the story that they're about to tell you. You know what I mean?
So you're like, hey, shut up. Here's the story. And so it's Strumming.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's a really funny story, like, you know, I mean, honestly, it's like a lot of people get disappointed about the story that about Song About Songs. And the story is I was working with this guy who will go unnamed, who was a complete asshole. And, you know, he wrote these songs about what, like, kind of like, you know, what a suave dude he was, what a big dick he had, or whatever, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what, man, that's not romantic. That's not fucking sexy. Here, check this out. So I wrote this song called Song About Songs for an Asshole.
But that's actually cool. I like that, though. I'm not let down.
Yeah.
I'm not, because I've seen you play it, and, you know, just play it, man. Just fucking play it.
Okay, all right, here we go. I'll try.
Song in my heart makes my love
before you shine. Wow, a lot of people like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this room right now. Thanks, Andrew, man. Yeah, that's great. You going to do one more before we get into this next song break?
Oh, you want me to play one more right now?
If you'd like to.
Sure. Do you want me to tell you the story about this song?
No, I don't want to hear any about stories about the song.
Come on, man.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, tell
Come
me.
On, we're on the radio.
Yeah, tell please, let's do that. Let's do the stories, Andrew.
Well, you know... This is a song called Punk Rock Saved My Life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you'll hear when you listen to the lyrics. I'm trying to write a song as if Randy Newman wrote a song about punk rock. Okay?
Right.
That
right.
was my template there. But the truth of the story, there's a line in there called that says BITD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, BITD, this is where the song was born.
Okay.
BIT is something that I would say to somebody who was talking to me about perhaps like some gig, maybe like in 1984 or 85 or something with Circle Jerks at maybe City Gardens in Trenton or something. I go,
right.
Oh yeah, I remember that gig, BITD. And it's a conversation stopper. They stop talking
what
after that.
What the fuck is BITD?
They're like, what the fuck is BITD? And I'm like, back in the day. So it's like...
Stop it, Alex.
So it's a conversation stopper anyway.
Right, right.
You'll hear the line in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it.
I love that little tip, but let's hear it.
All right.
I do love this song. I can't wait.
Here we go. People say punk rock saved their lives. Well, I'd have to say it almost killed me. No pension plan security. There ain't no gold watch there for me. Playing hardcore for a quarter century. I'm in a one-room shack, and that's all that it's gonna be. Some people say punk rock saved their lives. Well, I've gotta say, it almost killed me. The old guard and their memories of ancient shows and injuries and the drunken rides they once gave me. A bunch of sweaty dudes going on about a legacy. What about that one night we jackknifed on the turnpike? A drunken, scared musician, an icy road condition. Back in the day, B-I-T-D, the weirdos got a hold of me. The junkies, the mohawks, the skinheads, the tattoos, the liberty spikes. Some people say punk rock saved their lives. Well, I love it, but it almost killed me. The hardcore sex activities. The government is after me, and the labels took all of their liberties. I had a lot of fun, but it almost was the death of me. Because you never know.
Because you never know. That was great, man. Thanks so much, Xander.
You're welcome, bud.
That was wonderful. We're going to go into a song break here, and we're going to come back and talk some more.
Okay.
All right, here's the weirdos. Who you mentioned in that song, by the way.
I did.
How about that?
That song.
Oh, he over here on a pint of cacophony.
What's this?
What?
The car. Where's the Cadillac? The caddy. Where's the caddy?
The what?
The Cadillac we used to have. The Bluesmobile.
I traded it.
You traded the Bluesmobile for this?
No, for a microphone. For Xander.
Oh,
derived their name from a football team in Chicago. Bears have been known to attack man, although the fact is that fewer people have been killed by bears than in all of World War I and World War II combined. Brown bears loves fishing. Brown bears loves why am I having so much trouble saying brown?
Maybe it's the two B's in brown bears. Try something different.
I got it. I'm ready. Okay. Red bears love fishing.
Just a jackknife has McHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's McHeath? Not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body once in life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the knife.
Welcome back to Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patrinello.
That lady had a really low voice.
That lady? That was Mark Lanegan, by the way.
Oh, shit.
I'm Mark. Version I'm of, sorry, Mac Mark. The Knife. That's cute.
God.
I'm loving having you here, Xander. It's been a blast. I appreciate the last two songs you've played.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you've done a lot of film soundtracks, and as far as writing goes, what's the difference between working on songs for a record for you and with a group and writing pieces for a film? Like, how does that work out?
Well, writing for a film, you're working for a committee, of course. You have deadlines and, you know, I'm being very serious right now.
That's okay.
And writing a record is a creative kind of
I just
of
put my tie on.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to speak as low as Mark Lanegan. How am I doing?
You're close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my radio voice together. It's pretty sexy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're writing for committees, and usually there's a lot of people that are telling you, well, I want you to fix this, and I want you to fix that, you know, which you don't have on records. But I have a little thing that I do when I'm working on projects for committees. It's called the hairy hand.
What is that? What does that mean? The hairy hand.
The hairy hand is...
Xander's hairy hand.
This is my hairy hand theory.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, the Duke hires a painter to do a portrait of the Duchess.
Sure.
He wants it to look good, right?
Of course.
Okay.
That's why he hired you.
So the painter does a beautiful painting of the Duchess, but he puts a big hairy gorilla hand in the foreground. He unveils the painting for the Duke.
Uh-huh.
The Duke is like, what the fuck is that hairy gorilla hand? He's like, what? I don't see it. He's like, yeah, there's a hairy gorilla hand in the foreground. Oh, that thing? Oh, you want me to take it out? That's easy. And so you take it out and no more changes.
I see what you mean.
So that's what I do when I do movie soundtracks. I'll like do a beautiful piece of music and then all of a sudden you'll hear the slide whistle go, boom.
Like, what the fuck? Hold on.
Yeah.
And as soon as that little bit of obnoxiousness you purposely put in there gets removed,
no
you're
more
smooth
changes.
Sailing.
Yeah, exactly.
Smooth sailing to get to do what you wanted to do. That is genius. Xander's hairy gorilla hand. Oh, fuck, I love it. Can we do a painting series of, like, classics, and then you can just add the gorilla hands?
Yes.
And we'll reprint them or something? That would be so fucking good.
I would love to.
That'd be so great. So you were gonna play another song.
Do you want me to?
Of course I do.
All right.
Or unless you don't want to.
I wrote this song about kicking in a bum's head. It's a tender song, but actually it's about me beating up a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never did that. But this is a song. This is a song actually that a friend of mine wrote.
Okay.
That I used to be in a band called the Low and Sweet Orchestra.
Who's your friend?
My friend's name is Mike Mart.
Okay.
And this is a song he wrote called Take a Long Look.
Let's hear it, man.
Okay. Take a long look, 'cause you've been a good friend, and I don't think anyone could replace you. One of those people I could never forget, like a real good book or an old classic movie. Take a long look, take a long look. Sometimes it hurts and sometimes it gets crazy. Take a big bow, take a big bow, 'cause you've been a good friend and I never could replace you. I sometimes find heaven in my lion's share, and it's all right if we act like Punch and Judy. Loving life today and killing my yesterdays. It's true, I need you next to me tomorrow. Take a long look. Sometimes it hurts and sometimes it gets crazy. Take a big bow, take a big bow, 'cause you've been a good friend and I never could replace.
Xander, we're making men cry tonight. Do you realize that? Oh, man.
Buddy, don't.
I love you, man. That was great.
Thank you.
I like it when you kind of like take the mic over a little bit and do your numbers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's special. Like it.
Nice.
Yeah, I sit there and I thoroughly enjoy those.
Oh, you mean during Sean and Xander?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I love Sean, dude. Yeah. I love Sean. Like that guy's. No, it's perfect. The duo is perfect.
Oh, I mean, he's so goddamn funny and entertaining that I'm cast into the role as a straight man. So everything I do.
But
when you
take
serious.
Those numbers over, he's right there next to you, off yeah. mic. But he's like, you know, yeah. miming
yeah, yeah.
your emotions.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's classic. It's so perfect the way yeah. you guys work together.
Oh, thank you.
We're gonna go to a song break here, and then we're gonna come back and let's figure out how everybody can follow you. Okay. And all that stuff. Yeah. How do we find the Xander and his music and his tunes and all that stuff? We'll go through it.
Google me, babe.
Let's do it. All right, this is a pint of coffee. Thanks.
Smell good.
Xander.
I bet you're the kind of guy that likes it late.
Xander Bliss. I bet you're the kind of guy who likes a walk on the wild side.
Xander!
I bet you're the kind of guy who likes monkeys and evolution.
Xander Bliss!
I bet you're the kind of guy who thinks aliens are sexy.
Xander!
Well, if you're that kind of guy,
Xander Bliss,
then come and get it.
Xander, Xander.
Man, what's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You need to get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. We've had such a fucking pleasant time here with Xander.
Well, thank you.
Oh, man, and you just gave me during the break, this is Sean Wheeler and Xander Schloss, Other Desert Cities. It's a new, it looks like a whole fucking record, man. You got 10 tracks on here.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this, man? I'm holding it. Where can people get this? Because this music is perfect.
Well, the deal with that is we have self-released this album.
Beautiful.
And it's available through SeanandXander.com, or you can hit Sean up on Facebook and he'll send you a copy.
A personal copy?
Yeah, he'll overnight it to you.
That's how this works, man.
First class.
Are the best.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
I'm going to order one tonight.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No problem, man.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys playing, man. Sean, Wheeler and Xander Schloss, other desert cities. I'm loving the CD packaging. It's
thank you.
You guys in the back of van. Total Mexicali. Yeah, the rape, almost like, yeah, a little bank bus right there. You guys have some fun back there?
It's a rape van.
We loved the songs you played here. Song About Songs, thank Punk you. Rock Saved My Life, and Take a Long Look.
Yeah.
Great, great shit. And just follow us here at A Pint of Cacophony on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll keep you updated about other desert cities from Sean Wheeler and Xander. And we'll help you figure out how to get that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for coming down and playing. Those songs are gorgeous.
Oh, man. It's gorgeous. My pleasure.
All right. Good night, guys. Next week, we have the Jigsaw scene, I believe.
Yes, we do.
Am I wrong?
That's the Jigsaw scene.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Holy crap. That'll be cool, too. Shit.
Yeah.
Good month. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Monday.
I see you've brought your six gun, Slick. Never leave the house without it. I saw what you did to Xander.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do about it? Xander knows who's boss.
Well, it certainly isn't you, Chief.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Why, Ed? Does this mean we're not friends anymore? You know, Ed, if I thought you weren't my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Well, you ready to do this, Slim?
Make my day, you rat-sucking son of a bitch.
Sluggish economy, inflation, recession hits the land of the free. Standing on him.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.